Well, this morning you'll be so glad to know that the sermon is really short, because I'm only allowed 5 minutes. I think this might be 6 minutes, but we'll see. And I have to obviously make space for what's to come later at the cenotaph. In our gospel, we just had this short verse, didn't we? Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. And a little later this morning, we're going to gather outside at the cenotaph to remember those who gave their lives in war. First and Second World War, Burma, Korea, Falklands, Iraq, Afghanistan, and the list goes on. A lot of wars where men and women gave their lives for their friends, showing their love for friends, family, country, and way of life. As Jesus said, there is no greater love than this, than to lay down your life for your friends. But what does that tell us about our lives? I think it tells us that our lives are incredibly precious. They are the single most precious thing that we have. There is no other thing that we can obtain or give that is more precious than our lives. And yet sometimes we can lose track of the sheer preciousness of our lives, and we can become careless with them as we live them day by day by day. And yet they are given to us from birth, you might say, or perhaps a bit earlier, by God to use as we will. Given freely by God to us to use as we will. And as Jesus said, therefore the greatest gift that we can give someone is to lay down our incredibly precious God-given life for them. And today is all about remembering those who laid down their most precious lives for us, and our lives and our freedoms. And this service is all about remembering, but remembering how Jesus laid down his incredibly precious life for all humanity, past, present, and future, giving himself for us upon the cross. And because of Jesus giving himself for us and his most precious life for us, our lives can become, in a sense, even more precious. We can take freely from Jesus the eternal life he offers without price, as a free gift, and we can receive it right now. And we can live in that new life from Jesus right now. All, of course, made possible because Jesus was raised from the dead by God the Father, making his and our eternal resurrection lives more precious than ever. A true gift from God. So how wonderful is that? And let me ask you, have you taken God up on his incredible offer of an even more precious and eternal life? As we remember today, all that we are going to remember, let us also remember that just like Moses was called a friend of God, so Jesus calls us his friends because he laid down his life for us. What an amazing and wonderful privilege that we have to receive new and eternal life and to be called friends of God. Isn't that amazing? What a precious life we have. Amen.